Okay. I don't know where this goes. Film somewhere and a war, maybe story somewhere. Just I'm looking at this film, 1900, I think it's by Antonioni or someone. And there's a scene when the master, the owner of the area there, I guess, where the farmers work, and he's not in charge of it. They work for him. Landowner, I guess you call him. With certain fascist tendencies, I guess. Anyway. He one day introduces his new machine, Red Devil, as the land workers call it. That you attach to the horse walks, and this thing rotates and collects the hay. And he says, you know, by this, we don't need so many people working anymore. Of course. And then we can show this. How, yeah, you have that machine, but originally you have a countryside land with people who live there, work there together. We show a bit of that communalism and how the feudalism comes in there from landlord. Landowner. And there he is, and what actually happened was that greed happened. Power. You know, someone is greedy, they collect power. And they think they're smart. Because they're able to do that smarter than the others. And then he has a big house and he owns the land, and no one really understands how that happened. Now, he's modern, he's advanced, and he's then like, you know, rich, business-minded person. He owns the land, he makes a lot of money on it, he becomes very rich. And he figures out using machines can make me richer, and I need to have less people employed. So then they become unemployed, or they can work on the factories that make these machines. So what happened actually was greed. Because before that man came, who then represents that greed, people were happy. And these farmers, they call that machine the Red Monster. They just don't like it. And they see it's doing a bad job, because when they walk there together with their simple tools, they pick up every little straw, but that machine misses a lot. So they see quality. So we can show there that what those new modern fantastic city people thought and still think is primitive. You know, these primitive farmers walking around on the fields, plowing on their own and raking up the hay together, primitive tools. But they are actually living in a sustainable way that is happier, simpler, less complexity, less troublesome, close to nature, sustainable, did I say that, and so on. So we can show these kind of things, the end of story.